Ja, Hannes, ein bisschen nervös sind wir, gell? Ein bisschen?
Und nur ein kleines bisschen.
Kleines bisschen. Ich glaube, wir müssen diese Person, die rechts neben mir sitzt, nicht länger vorstellen. Peter Molyneux. Did I spell it right?
Yes.
Yes. You have a French last name.
I know.
I have a French last name too. Perhaps we are brothers.
I think so.
My long lost brother.
Yeah. Well, that's you should have less hair.
Okay. Yeah. I'm working on it.
You are. Yeah, just about.
Okay, Peter. Welcome to our show. It's a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure.
And
to
we know you're very tired. Hab nur 2 Stunden geschlafen, ja, und war den ganzen Tag und die ganzen Wochen und Monate unterwegs. But I hope you're fit for the next 2 hours to show us something I think every PC gamer out there likes to see.
Well, I hope so.
It's black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. That's what we're going to be showing. Well, I hope so. And the amazing news is that 5 hours ago, black and white went gold.
Five hours ago.
If I start crying or if I start cheering or running around the studio, that's
we can give the we catch you up. We catch you up.
Exactly.
Okay, also for 5 Stunden is
gone.
Yeah. And which version did you brought with us?
Well, this is a special version that allows me to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just do a whole lot of cheating in here.
Okay.
So, shall I start showing you something in the game?
Start right on.
Well, the thing that we haven't seen so far is a little bit of the introduction. And in the introduction, you find out that this game, Black and White, is about you being a god in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you can be any sort of god you like. This is your world, and what you can do is, just very simply, just to show you something of your world, you can go and look at things of amazing detail.
Mm-hmm.
For example, you can go and look at this little apple, and you can just see there's a little worm in the apple, and then you can pull out and you can have a look at the whole world. So you can look at things that
there's a gold story scroll down here, boys.
Better than every spy satellite.
Yeah, it's a bit like spy satellite. But what can you do in the game? Well, the gameplay rule is this. In where people believe in you, you can do anything. Anything you like. And when you're bored of doing anything you like, then you can go and play through the story. And this, what you see the hand pointing at here,
mm-hmm.
is a story scroll. So when you activate this, you move on with the story. But firstly, this shows you some of the things you can do. So you may look at this village and you may say, well, it could look a bit more green and lush.
Yeah.
So let's just go and pick this tree up, like this, and just plant the tree down here. Pick another tree up and, you know, just make it look a little bit more beautiful. You may do that for a little while, but you may think, well, you know, if these little people really worship me as a god, I'm going to be a mean sort of god. I'm not going to be nice. I'm going to pick one of these people up in my hand and I'm just going to give them a gentle throw like this. And it's not a very nice thing to do, but you're God. I mean, you know, that's the sort of thing you do. We're just going
to
pick on
I think they have to learn to respect us.
That's right.
Right?
That's absolutely right. I can see what sort of world that you're going to have. So I'm going to pick up this person again, and this time we're just going to see what happens if we throw them against this house. And as you see, they'll bounce off the house and bounce around. And then lastly, just because we just don't like this
what are these small numbers?
The small numbers is the belief that you get.
Ah.
In other words, they see this and like, you know, someone has just flown over our head.
Something touched me.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
Okay.
And every time you do anything in the world, and you can experiment and do anything you like, then you may get more belief for it. So if I pick up this person up, we'll just do something rather mean to this person.
We'll
just take them to the top of this hill here, and I'm just going to let's do that again. Oops, just get a little throw off. Oh dear, sorry about that. And she's going to fall to the bottom. So the point is, you can do anything you like within this world.
Yeah.
If you want to, you can find a stone here. You can pick up this stone and throw this stone around and smash houses down. You can do unspeakably mean stuff, but it's not only mean stuff you can do, you can do nice stuff.
You can be a nice god too?
Absolutely. That is the whole point of Black and White, is you can be whatever you want to be.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I was thinking about the design for Black and White, I thought, how can I make a game that You know, some people would like to take it slowly, some people like to take it fast, some people like to be mean.
A game that suits for the personality of the gamer.
That's right.
Yeah?
That was the ambition, anyway.
And what is your experience? Do the players more like the mean side or the light side?
Well, everyone starts off killing a few people. Yeah. It's just got to be done. I mean, you can't resist it. Anybody who goes in, you can't resist it. But after a while, one of the things...
It gets boring to kill.
It gets boring to kill. And also, if you just have a look, there is... some names here of people, just saving that. There's some names here of people on your contact list.
Uh-huh.
If you've got a contact list.
Like ICQ or what?
Like ICQ or like Microsoft Outlook, Black and White imports the names of your friends into the game. And so, you know, we can see this is a journalist here, and I can just pick him up.
Jörg Langer. From GameStar, no.
That's right. I can pick him up and. I can say
throw him.
Well, no, I won't be mean to you. What I'll do is I'll just put him down
no.
by the side of this tree.
He's cool.
And I'm going to make him a forester. So all he will do for the rest of his life is chop down trees.
Wasn't there Miriam, our host from Giga?
It could be. They could be there if it scanned those names in. So all he's going to do is chop down trees. I could have done this. I could have picked someone up like this. And put him next to this woman here, and all he will do for the rest of his life is have sex. That's all that he will do is go out and just go around and be nice to people.
That's a really cool god.
Yeah, well, that's a fairly nice thing to do. So you can, you know, be really nice to these people. You can be really nasty if you want them to farm a lot. You can go and find a farm to put them down on. Here's a farm and make them farmers, you can make them foresters, anything that you think of, even
so all I have to do is put the person in the right spot and
right.
She will start doing whatever there's to do.
That's right, and the whole game is about you sort of experimenting with things. What happens if I put someone near a tree? What happens if I put them, you know, what happens if I pick up this rock, smash down this house, then pick up a little person here, and put this little person by the side of this house, of course. He's going to start rebuilding the house.
Yeah.
So that way you can control any portion of the world, really down to any detail. But, you know, that's not enough. That's just not enough of a game. This is just one little element of the game. The next thing I'm going to show you is what the story is all about.
What the story is all about. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And we will see some of the three characters in the beginning. A cow.
Cow,
a tiger,
and an ape.
Okay, we will see those three characters in the next. Let's see.
Just a few minutes away.
1.5 hours, also in 1.5 Stunden werdet ihr fast alles über dieses Spiel wissen, was ihr wissen müsst. Bleibt auf jeden Fall dran und schreibt uns eure Fragen an den Peter. Wir sind gleich wieder zurück mit Black and White.
Oh.